Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rob, let's talk about the game that we have coming up on Saturday night between the Packers and the Bears. It's funny because I think Green Bay is the better team out of these two. I think the public also thinks that. Vegas thinks that. They are a road favorite in the postseason. They are in the same division as Chicago. Chicago won that division. Chicago won the last matchup between these two teams, yet the Packers are the favorites. I don't know, man. Call it a hunch. I think Chicago wins tomorrow night. I don't think it's a blowout. I don't think it's a high-flying, super exciting game. I think Chicago's winning tomorrow. I can't really even explain why I think that. I think the Packers are better than them. I think the Bears are fortunate to be in this position. I've just seen the Packers outplay them two times. I just don't think they're going to outplay them for a third time. Call it a hunch. I'm taking the Bears on Saturday night at home.
So I was thinking about this as you were talking about this game. You just told me one of the reasons why you're taking the Panthers to lose this weekend is because everything had to go right for them to win. Da, 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 da. Have you looked back at that game in Soldier Field on December 20th? Because I would tell you a lot of things went absolutely the Bears' way, and that's how the Bears won. And are you thinking that can happen again? Because that if you're saying it's just a hunch and I'm just playing the hot hand, that's cool. But the Bears won the turnover margin. The Bears had multiple goal line stops, and the Bears needed help at the end of the game from an onside kick and then in overtime to beat the Packers. Is that replicatable? I don't know. It feels like all season the Bears have been playing with fire, and they really haven't been burned yet. I guess they got burned a little bit in the Lions game, but like I don't know if the Lions were good enough to actually burn them in a game that matters. I actually feel like the Packers are going to go in there and take care of business, and I feel like the takes about Caleb Williams are going to be flying around hot and fast on Monday. Maybe not from this show, but pick a national show, and Caleb Williams' takes are coming from that person.
I guess maybe a better way to put it. I'm a little bit worried about Jordan Love, who has been hurt these last couple of weeks, and now him coming back a little bit cold and what that means for their offense. I'm not entirely sure I trust the Packers to run the football effectively. Josh Jacobs, very inconsistent year, very up and down. So I've got my questions about that. And maybe I just think in this way, I just think the coin once again flips in the Bears' favor. The Bears had a chance to win the first game. Caleb throws a bad pass, throws that interception in the end zone, and that ends the game. I thought the Packers kind of outplayed the Bears pretty clearly, and then just the game flipped completely on its head. I don't know, man. I just got a feeling the Bears just win this game. This just feels to me like a 24-21, 24-20, Everybody thinks the Packers are going to win. The Bears just continue this run that they've been having that we can't really explain. I don't know if the Bears are good. I don't know if they're not good. They just keep finding ways to win. That's just where I am. I got Chicago winning.
Like I said, I feel like the Bears have been playing with fire. And you're right. They've been winning a lot of these coin flip games. They lost the coin flip game in Lambeau. They won the coin flip game in Soldier Field. This game's in Soldier Field. It just feels like, and maybe I'm coming at this because I watched the Chiefs this season, I watched the Chiefs last season. Playing with fire and being in that many close games, you eventually get burnt. Maybe not to the level the Chiefs eventually got burnt, but you get burnt. And Chicago, it's not just the one Packers win. You go through their schedule, it's a lot of, wow, they pulled that one out of the fire. I don't know you can do that over the course of an NFL season and keep surviving. I like the Packers in this one, but even if the Bears win, I think the Bears are one and done. I do not see the Bears doing this twice. They are one and done no matter what. I don't think they are winning this one, though.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.